Now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness and desiring may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is acceptable according to what a person has, now listen to that. You give according to what you have, not according to what he does not have. I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but a matter of fairness, equality. This is done. The principle of tithe is a principle of equality. No one has to give overly much. If you have a dollar, you give a dime. If you have $1,000, you give $100. Which is it harder to do? Give $100 or give a dime? It's a tenth. It's equal. There is fairness here. There is the equality of God's wisdom here. And so we find that we are not overburdened having the responsibility to take up the shortcoming of someone else. We are only to do what we can do. The final statement that I want us to see is that the tithe is to be from the best of what we have. Look with me in Hebrews 7:4. See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. Now let me tell you how that word spoils is best translated. It is best translated a tenth of the choicest part. The choicest part. Even more literally, from the top of the heap. In other words, when Abraham heaped up all this spoil, he brought back from those kings who had captured Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities, the very best, the richest part was put on the top. That which was of less value and less important was on the bottom. And Abram, when he gave the tithe to Melchizedek, took from the top of the spoil, a tenth from the very top, from the best. While I was in West Virginia, I taught a college Bible study. And people came in from all different places to this Bible study. There was a young man who came in who was a pastor of a Baptistic type church. His grandfather had begun the denomination, and there were approximately 10 or 12 churches in the denomination, and he pastored one of them. A pleasant, enjoyable man. Well, he was telling me one time in our conversation about the way that Christians give. He said, Christian giving is something like Old Biscuit. Old Biscuit was our dog who hung outside the back door. And anything that wasn't eaten or we didn't want, somebody would say, throw it to Old Biscuit, he'll eat it. And he said, that's the way Christians give. What they don't want or that has no value to them, they give to God. Just like we threw trash to Old Biscuit. And I found that in many instances, he was right. But let us look at what the Bible has to tell us about this. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21 as we finish up today. In verses 1 through 4. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box. And he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. Now I want to tell you how much that was, approximately how much that was in terminology of today's money. 75 cents. That's about how much it would be today, 75 cents. And he said, truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contribute out of their abundance, And she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on. Now, that simple principle, twofold in its application. One, we can give even in our poverty, because God does not consider the amount. The amount is not of God's concern, primarily. Secondly, our giving should very often be sacrificial. Not always, but should often be sacrificial. Sacrificial giving is blessed of God. Now, I really have two concerns in what I'm saying today. As one, we understand that we do not pay tithe, that we give. We give because of grace. It is our privilege to give because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. We give from grace. That's the first thing. The second is that we give willingly and equally. We give not of our abundance, but we give because we can give. I've been asked, maybe you have too, what do you use as your foundation for tithe? Do you take it before taxes, before Social Security, or after that, or after insurance? What do you use as the basis of your tithe? And my answer to that simply is as much as I possibly can. As much as I possibly can. And that's all that God requires of any of us, to give as much as we possibly can, beginning with a tenth. And his guarantee is his grace will exceed what we give. Would you pray with me? Father, bless your people with your word. Grant that we know the high priest of our profession, who is holy, undefiled, and separate from sinners, whom we will meet in our communion time today. Grant, O Lord, that our mind be drawn to Christ. We exalt in him, rejoice in him, and receive abundantly from him. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.